have your seat. Somebody please celebrate Prophet Shamba again. Hallelujah. I didn't know what you guys heard in Pastor Nanka's message of the Holy Ghost meetings. Clapping is not really in the New Testament. Like I've told you, we don't have any proof to counter it. So when you say celebrate, what do you say? Celebrate. In glass church style, right? Yes. So let's celebrate him again, yes? So finally, the prophet is in FCT to stay. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We are people that mean business, okay? So, amen. A career in God, part 4. A career in God, part 4. Oh, glory to God. Kavastagati Torastaga Palasa. Everybody, please pay attention. Okay, Genesis 18, verse 18. Sabuki, let me ask you this question. How do you know you are progressing your career in God? Be fast, I'm online. How do you know you are progressing your career in God? Yes, when you see today that you got somebody saved and the person is...
Yes. Give time for that. You must concentrate much on the physical thing so that you can have time to...
So now, in your career in the world, when you write an exam, you get promoted, you say, okay, now you're no more in primary 2, now you're in primary 3. So in your career in God, how do you get promoted? How do you think you get promoted? How do you do more? Stop giving me arbitrary answers. I'm stopping abstract. How?
Okay, you do exam 2,
then you get promoted. No, wrong. That you score 100 in the church exam, is that a proof that you are improving your career in God?
No, sir. That would depend on how you push out the word more.
So what is everything you are doing in church, what is the intention? What is it to help you do?
To help you learn and to push out the word more.
To push out the word more. So how do you know you are improving your career in God?
When you are doing this properly, when you are pushing out the word, teaching me.
Oh God. Something is missing. Yes, Pastor John? Sit down. How do you know you are progressing? Yes, Pastor, be fast.
When we see, because the end result is, of course, ministry to get men saved and to come to know the truth. So when we see men being established,
when you see men becoming like you, right?
Yes.
You know you are making progress, right?
Yes.
When you are seeing your disciples, they can pray as long as you can pray, right?
Yes.
They can preach the same way you can preach. That will mean you are improving in your career. Genesis 18. You know the way I prepare messages. I wrote your name there. I said Bookie is there. So I'm so lethargic. As I'm preparing the message there, I will know who I will call in church. Okay, Genesis 18, verse 18. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation, a great and mighty nation, and all nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgments, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Wow. Today I want to show you one vital part of what we call the faith of Abraham. Of course, I'm not dwelling on this at all. It's the career in God part 4. Okay, so please write this down. Of course, to value God is to value his salvation, is to value his ministry. But not only that, to value God is to seek the continuity of the gospel. Is to seek that continuity of the gospel message. Is to seek that it does not end with you. Is to seek that you are not the only Christian in that environment. This is a definite mission. Some see Christianity as a religion to fill in their visa form. Some see Christianity as a religion to fill as one of the aspects of the society. Some see it as an escape from hell. Some see it as, you know, as just one. In fact, some people even see it as a money-making venture. But only few see it as a career to pursue and to excel in. See what he said of Abraham. I know he will what? Surely command his children. That's a lot. One major key, what we call the sin of Adam, the bigger part of the sin of Adam is not really what he did, more than what he passed on. Are you getting me? You see, Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all, for that all have sinned. Okay? Are you there? Good. So, say for that all have sinned. As by one man, sin entered into the world. Sin, that should be amatia. It means, like, that is to miss the mark, to, you know, to fall beside, to miss the mark. Now, don't forget, Adam did not pass sin like as a nature like that to all men. No. Get it clearly. But he passed death. What is death? Separation? Yes. Is there another way you can see? We can also see death. How can you transfer death? How do you think he transferred death? By procreation? Because if it's by procreation, then okay, by the time a Christian brother too marries a Christian sister, why should their you know, children be what? Why should they be death doomed? So, but actually, according to Romans 5 verse 12, how do you pass death? There is something I hinted you in understanding Genesis that I said that I will also say very, will dwell more in the parts too. He is preaching something. False doctrine. The way Adam passed death to the next generation was by directly or indirectly teaching people after him independence from God. He taught independence either by his actions or by his words. He taught people after him to be independent of God. But this in Abraham, what did that angel say of Abraham? I know that he will what? Command his children. So death is passed by words of God's independency. While life is passed by words of what? God dependency. So the bigger thing Adam did was to communicate his own state to those after him. See, God cares about you, yes. But do you know what? God also cares about the coming generations. God already sees the millions, the billions that will live after us, the billions that will be influenced by what we are saying today. That is why we can't be quiet. Amen? Praise God. Say the gospel does not end with me. Say I seek its continuity. You know, I was saying, I don't know, it should be maybe stopping demonic activity or something. I said, what Cain did is from somewhere. What Abel did was from somewhere. Both of them had an information. There is no faith, there is no unbelief without what? Information. Abel did not. The faith of Abel was not self-generated.
Somebody communicated Genesis 3 perfectly. This is it. This is what you should do. Whereas Cain, that rebellion that started with Adam, that the devil partook in, somebody communicated it to Cain.
Are you with me, brother? So how the death pass upon all men? Is it just by giving birth? Information.
E.g., that Tower of Babel, there was an information that led to that. Information.
Say I choose to focus upon the continuity of the gospel. Say I have a career in God. So now, you have heard this word before that many are called, but what? Few are chosen. Well, I have taught you very well in this place that God calls men by what? By salvation, right? Okay. So, but we could either choose to accept it and run with it, or to reject it without saying anything. Do you know you can receive salvation yet reject the ministry of salvation? You can accept. See, the way people reject things is not only, it's not always by talking, no. I mean, it's not by saying, I don't want. No. No. You don't have to say, I don't want to serve God. We say it in many other ways. Ah, I cannot come and die, oh. I cannot kill myself. Don't make you Jesus. This one is too much. I know I have to grow, but won't I also get married? Won't I face my life? What of my work? Once you start placing things side by side in competition with the things of God, there's a problem. You are simply saying, God, don't use me. When you complain in prayers, when you complain in reaching out, you are just saying, God, don't use me. It's not, you don't have to say it out that, God, I don't want you to use me. No. Same way, see, what Adam did in Genesis was not that was why unbelief takes time. It's not just the day it starts that the judgment will come. No, it takes time. You have to labor in it. You have to show by your actions, by your words, by everything that, God, I am not interested in you. See my words, my actions, my jokes communicate my true intention. So Matthew 22, verse 14. Matthew 22, verse 14. Of course, all those Romans 5 and we treat it much more later, not in this series. Just want to show you from there that God, your faith is not a personal faith. It's not like my personal faith. No. It's about somebody after you. It's about somebody that you will influence. Matthew 22, verse 14. Want to be, let's read. For many are called, but few are chosen. Okay, please write it down if you are writing. Called there in the Greek, that is kletos. Kletos. It means many are invited. Kletos. Why choosing in the Greek is eklektos. Eklektos. It means favorite. Eklektos. So many are invited, but few became the favorite. Let's see what happened. Just go back to verse 1, 22 verse 1. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said. Hope everybody is looking at these are Bibles. Good. So let's read verse 2 and read verse 3. And we continue like that. Verse 2, want to go? Yes? And sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come.
Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner.
But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Now go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you find, bid them to the marriage. Yes? Hallelujah. Without much ado, who are the people that were bidding that did not come? Who are the people that were invited initially, that were given invitation letter, that were given IV, that refused to show up? But with your knowledge of scripture, be fast. The Jews. Amen? The Jews. So who are the people on the highway? I want you to know. Hallelujah. Say, God, found me on the highway. Good. Let's flow. Verse 11. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. 12. You know, you have to really pay attention here. Eh? Because wedding garment, is he inviting him to come and get married? Or you must not. That's why you must not start picking each verse literally. You know, see what I did initially? We read verse 1 and 10 to 10. Just say what? The Jews were called, they said no. Simple. Gentiles, they became saved. So what you do is you read this as a book and it's a parable. In Yoruba, do you know Proverbs? Huh? So you just say plenty story just to teach one lesson. Focus on the lesson. Stop looking for five foolish virgins, five. That story. There is no way to interpret that thing. There is literally, it does not work. Figuratively, it does not work. Just bring out the lesson. Simple. Don't interpret verse by verse. That the five will make heaven. Five. What's that? What say? Okay, the lamp is what? Is the Holy Ghost. The oil is what? Okay, what is the fire? Passion. What is the oil? The Holy Ghost, right? So, who are the people that is selling the oil? That is the Holy Agba. Because they are now going, if you say that one is the Holy Ghost, okay, now they are leaving the bridegroom to go and buy Holy Ghost somewhere else. Stop looking for revelations, okay? Just read and just say, simple, just say, he's still saying the same thing. The people who are qualified, they will not get there. That's all. Don't bother. Focus on the epistles. Email. Want more deeper stuff? Go back to the church you are coming from. Where am I? Verse what? Then said the king to the servants, now bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and what? Gnashing of teeth. 14. Why? For many are called, but few are what? Now pay attention. See what happened there. And from verse 2, look at the Bible, from that verse 2 to verse 10, you could see that it was strictly talking about the call. Talking about how God was inviting. But now, from that verse 11 right now to verse 14, it now talked about a deficiency in somebody that came. Are you with me? So, it's simple. That would mean the initial part is God's will. The latter part is man's response. All those wedding garments, everything. Because if you are invited to a wedding, that would mean the king cannot accuse him of a garment he didn't give him, right? That would mean the man shows up of his own self to reject something. Because that's one thing you'll be careful about too. The king here. Yeah, don't quickly put it as God. The king, if a king is inviting to a banquet and is a very rich king, he will definitely sponsor, for people like us that we don't have much, he will sponsor your what? Ashwebi, thank you. No, he does it that we say, me run your card. Yeah, and you can't tell me that I should come and buy one clue, 120K, and you want him to come, and you are so passionate. That means you will pay for it. So that would mean the king paid for something that the man did not take. Is that clear? Good. So, see the same story, Matthew 20, from verse 1. I'm going somewhere to happen. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an household which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent, Matthew 20, verse 2 now, and he sent, is it Matthew? It's Matthew now. He sent them unto his vineyard. Verse 3. And he said unto them, go ye into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. 5. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand you here all day idle? So when the evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, which that have that, and they likewise received, every man a penny. 11. Saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, but thou hast made them equal unto us which have borne the burden of the and the heat of the day. 13. Take that thine is, and go thy way, and I will give unto this last even as unto thee. 15. Because I, hallelujah, praise God. So who are the first and who are the last? Be careful. Yeah, it's a way you have to put it. Now, these are laborers now. Is he talking about somebody that just started ministry, somebody that has been doing ministry since 1930, like Brother Joshua, and somebody that is just about to start? Amen. Now I was planning a series. I want to explain the whole of the four gospels. Think now. Let someone just say it. Prophecy, you want to say something? Okay, say it by revelation. By word of K. Yes, Ojut? Simple. Hallelujah. Is it by word of knowledge or by scriptures? You told him. So who are the people that has labored under the heat, and those are the ones that had the promise of the Messiah? Who are the 11th hour guys? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So he's not talking about anything so mystical that because some people will read this and say, don't worry. At the 11th hour, we will start our own ministry. And what he's only talking about here is just that eternal life will part. He has not talked about the rewards in ministry. Exactly. Say there are rewards in ministry. Say, I won't join the 11th hour. Who want to join the 11th hour here again? Who are they? Stephen, come to the front. Okay, so that cannot be talking about somebody that became born again at the last minute. No. It's talking about the Old Testament prophets that bear the heat and led the way, and the last will be the children born unto the rest of God. So, see verse 16. Want to go 16? So the last shall be first, and the first last. Why? For many are called, but few shows. We saw this thing again. Go to verse leave the place. So let me just say something. Why will see it? Who is making the call? God. Who is doing the choosing? God. Does that make sense? See it. God, okay, is it as God saw you, called you? Then God see shows that. So he didn't know you before he called you. He was doubting before. What is that chosen part? What is the key thing there? What must be involved? Man's response.
So you can write this in your notes. Many are called, but few shows. Few shows. This is ministry now. It can't be God that is doing everything. So, man determines who gets chosen of God. Now, that would be better. It is man that determines who will be chosen of God. It's not one, it's not a random time that God will say, okay, rejoice, I will use you. But I will only use you for 2 years. After 2 years, you will just enter fashion and... no, you enter fashion industry and from there, you will lose your salvation. Tola, you will be very fervent for how long? Till you get married. Then when you enter your rest. Amen. It can't be God. It can't be God doing all the... He will get tired. So the question now is, have you received the call? To receive God's call in time. Please write this down. To receive God's call in time. That means to receive God's call in, like, you know, there is this slogan that you say that your destiny can be delayed, but it cannot be denied. Ah, emoji. Even Solomon told us, honor your God in the days of your youth. In the days of your youth. Why? Somebody asked me, he said, well, after I have taught him on WhatsApp, he said, well, he said, but your church, he said, it's only young people that come there. That old people don't come. And you know, the longer you persist in unbelief, by the time you are now 50 years old, 60 years old, and you have been in CAC. This is man. It will take you. Now, you know you now that you need to pray for 15 hours for the unbelief in your nose to come off. Now, somebody like that, now they will now need prayers like 80 hours. And they won't be able to do it again. It is not even, because think you want to, what you have accumulated for 60 years. So it is really a virtue when we catch them young too. I'm serious. So it's not that the world is not trying to penetrate into old people. No. Are you with me? It's not, that's not the point. But the point is you have tarried long on this mountain. You have. Just like when we were in Kaduna, that guy, one guy that was questioning Annie, when he want to start again, I took him to UAB. That guy that was that didn't want to hear anything, that just want to ask questions, and I said, okay, don't worry, go and deal with it. No, some people they are just okay. Think about a Jehovah's Witness. Do you know their issue? Every scripture you want to quote, they have overread it already in their kingdom of. They have read it and they have told them so. I have somebody like that in my down south. Like, he is born to argue. He can say this is white. When he becomes glaring that he's wrong, just say, whatever. Amen. You can just, you can persist so much long in falsehood that when the truth comes, you say, where will I start from? Like the man that told the doctor that, say, well, everything you are saying, this is your inclusion reality. Say, it's true, I understand. Say, it's true. Say, but, see, I have been saying this my sowing and reaping before, since I started ministry, I cannot change. Popular man of God in Nigeria. Say, I cannot change. So don't wait for... So, in Christianity, destiny can be delayed and it can be denied. That's where I'm going. It can be denied. You look for it, you sort it with tears, you won't find it again. Not you anywhere in Jesus' name. It can be denied. And don't forget, when we are saying your destiny is denied, it means many people have gone to hell by your disobedience. That is why timing is important. So what I'm just saying here, I said to receive God's call in time is to be chosen of God. In time. At the proper time. At the right time. Quickly. Early. So how much of the call have you received? How much do you value the growth of others? Why do we study this art? Why do we pray this art? Because, not just for ourselves, because of others that we are going to meet. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. Meditate upon these things. 1 Timothy 4 verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take it unto thyself, unto the doctrine. Continue in them. Why? For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. So we give ourselves only to doctrine because we have a career in God. That is why we give ourselves to this, a career. A lot of people, they relocate for school. They relocate for marriage. Marriage, you know, some people, the marriage, toothpaste, we put them asunder. They relocate for marriage. But you say you are in Abakaliki, no world church around you. Okay, brother, what are you doing with your holiday? Can't you go close to Yaba and stay close to that church? Say. Say for what? Say, eh. And you want to grow. The Ethiopian eunuch, where did he travel from? In Acts 8, he traveled. He was looking for something. Yes, we don't charge for it, but it might cost you. There are some people that it will cost them something to get it. Somebody was questioning me for a while on Facebook. Okay, I sent him, download this message. After under 3 days, he said, is he having issues? I said, have you downloaded the message? He said, no. He said, he's using that free data. Free mode or something. I said, yes. He said, he cannot download. I said, yes. So what should I do now? What else do you want someone to do? We put ACA. We say, come and pray 20 hours. What do you want? Coffee? Just say what you need. Is it coffee, strawberry, shawarma? Email. You know, it will cost something. It will. It's not. If it didn't cost, go. We are just deceiving ourselves. Everybody you are hyping, everybody you are applauding in the things of God, in things of the Spirit, go and ask all of them. Trace all their history. Trace all. Ask them. I can give you names. Go and ask Pastor Egbosa. Go and ask Pastor Nayenka. Go and ask. How do you get? Go and ask them. Me, how many years? I didn't turn on TV. I pray this thing does not repeat itself again now that DSTV is going away. For 4 years, I don't watch TV. And yet, I'm preaching no condemnation. I don't watch TV. Some people say that Pastor is an Arsenal fan. Do you think Pastor follows every Arsenal match? I think they do about 4 teachings every week. And you two are just saying, yes. What take over? Hey, I don't know who the great man that told us that those slogans. He said, don't follow the result of men. Follow their labor. Say labor. You want to start from the end. Like. You left all the steps. Hey, Jesus. There are some experience you must first go and look for. All those local experience, you have not eaten sacrifice before. In 3 junction. Even if you do... Some of you know what I'm talking about. You have not scattered You have not scattered sacrifice every morning. You have not done it before. You have not pursued madman walking. You say you are going to go, and the madman is gay. You have not done it before.
Oh, you too. And you just want to start the Greek word of power. You know, hallelujah, praise God. And you know the anointing of God's presence is here. You don't put a pocket square, not that thing. The pocket square without anointing, pocket square. I want the equality. Sorry, what is that thing? You have forgotten. Pressure, you know it now. Pocket square. No, pocket square. Is that what's that thing? That triangle thing. The thing you have begs me. Otherwise, it's somebody with half anointing. You have put pocket square. You know, it's time. Ah.
Half anointing.
Jesus. Say labor.
Labor.
Say start raw.
Start raw.
Say raw. Ah! Somebody was telling me how Christ embassy started. Ah! So you see, ladies, 6 hours. So you are not coming to a miniskirt. Somebody has shantons for 6 hours. Tell the demon you to get out. And you and say, wow, my pastor is. You are just starting ministry. You are not having two mannequin behind you. Like this church now. I remove two. How many people remain? You put one here, put one here. You know, start. They don't read the word. They don't rejoice in the Holy Ghost. The power does not touch them. Thank you. Have you done it before? What is the issue? Okay, let me. Say after me. Say, I will train up men that will be stable forever. Say, I will train up men that will take nations. Say, I will progress in my career. I will reproduce myself. Say, there are progress. Say, there are progress in the spirituals is my career growth. So I study more. I learn more so that they can progress more. I am not stagnant. I learn the word. I am vast in the miraculous because men must take after me. I have a career in God. 2 Timothy 2 verse 2. Don't start from the end. Follow. Start raw. Don't get there today. Do you want to die tomorrow?
No,
I mean, are you planning to? Oh, as God told you secretly, like, rapture remains 2 years. So everything you want to do, like what?
Sharp.
Get married, everything, do it now. Has God told you such information? Rosie, you are the ones that you sleep on the chest of Jesus. Hearing close and intimate things. Has God told you anything like that, please? That rapture is soon, so you have to gain, you know. Somebody was telling me that you are mentioning this man. You are mentioning this man. Don't you know that they will not respect, people will not respect you again. They will respect the man. I say, go to the north. We have a million, is it million? I say, we have 150 million people in Nigeria. We have, at least of the 150 million, I can convincingly tell you that 140 million of the 150 million has not even heard the name of Pastor Chris Onyeka before. Sela! Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The ocean is wide. That's why of recent I have stopped putting stuff in that I don't really like this inter-church migration. Most of them, they don't get serious. We go to the street, get people say, bring them. Amen? Why must you, everybody in your church? This one came from Winners, this one came from RCG, this one came for everybody, just nobody came from I'm sorry, nobody came from Adam, but nobody came from the devil. You have more people that came from the devil. Simple. That's the proof of ministry. Don't you get me?
Yes,
hey, more people should come from the devil. Not somebody that has been saved years ago, that his salvation is rickety, unstable, senior, so that, give me another, hypertensive. Let's say, you now help him to, okay, this is your salvation. Let me just help you. Just give him, just shock dose some adrenaline. Just put in, okay. Find raw people. Those people, when you tell them salvation is, when you tell them this is sin, they will not tell you that sin is dead. They will not, they are not even on Facebook. They don't go for raw people. Did that people know anything like sin is dead? Do you have a phone? Amen. Praise God. No, Paul says something. He said, it's very vital. He said, I choose not to labor where other people have labored. He said, go to fresh places. I say, Bapani, yeah. Some people say, okay, we go to. You know, ministry is very easy in the South. Sorry, I don't know to say that. It's easy. Please get me right. I'm not saying everybody doing South. Of course, everybody I follow, they are in the South. But I'm simply saying that you can just shout and do stuff, and people just come. Let's try Maduguri. Let's try Yola. Where you'll be hearing rumors of what the previous night, and you want to hold church service, then you will know that you have a career in God. When you know that, if I don't pray, I'm not sure. You say, say, babe, this one is not, it's not biscuit Christianity. Let's pray. Oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So 2:2. Let's read together. One to go. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Can you see that? Continuity. Don't forget, what you are teaching, in fact, is more than the word. You are teaching your style. There's a style all those, you know, Paul would be wrong if he didn't practically teach Timothy 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm still coming there. That is, you know, why is chapter 9? Don't we have rights to lead the body, sister? Don't we have right to do this? Like, I'm not saying you should tell him to do everything like this, but you will teach your disciples that life of sacrifice, what it takes to do ministry. Somebody asked me, why do you come to Abuja? Is it because of his high rising town? I said, I came to Abuja. One reason I heard God. One reason. Not one and a half. I mean, not this is not 90% of the reason. That is the only reason. This is my wife here. You can tell, you can ask her. I just called her one day at work. I said, well, sorry. I don't know too, but we are off this place. Where? Well, you go to go and receive. It's Abuja. I called the call. Ask her. I got him like this. Later, after 3 weeks, the phone rang again. I mean, phone rang from God. When it rang, okay. Then I picked the other phone. I called her. Okay, oh, it's so start a show. So, just like that. I don't know too. I called the call. Drop it. And as I was coming, that's story. Anyway, I'm getting there. I just got by this girl. I need to look for. I said, you look for two things. Look for a house and a church venue. And like the devil, we always have his way. The house will always come first. The church devil in the venue now. Amen. Can God tell you, pick your bag and go, and you listen? You shook your head. Can God just tell you that, rejoice, yeah, pack your bag, go. That's when you know, yeah. You now go and download Pastor Nigel's message of how to be sure. All this way, you are being sure. You now go and look for Lydia and Perception. I think there's something I'm not getting. Not design. Oh, Jesus. Why are we like this? Why are we like this? 1 Corinthians 9. The man with this career falls in love with sacrifice. 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 Making sacrifices sweetens you. Like it's not, you are not, you are not, it's not something you are saying,
but you should see my life. So what happened? Pastor said I should go and preach in Karu. So what happened? I want to go for a dinner before.
Dinner. Souls. Dinner. Ah. What am I saying?
Sorry, what is the English of that?
IJ, you are really on Holy Ghost drugs. Say sacrifices sweetens me. So you have chosen to value a higher call, the higher call, the call of God. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 1. 9 verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Please listen. Am I not free? I think it's better we take this chapter together. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 9 verse 1. Want to go? Let's read. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of my apostleship are ye in the Lord. My answer to them, do examine me, is this. Have we not power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister or youth, a wife, as well as other apostles, as brethren, Lord, and selfers? Imagine. I know, you know you are in between. You are in between two. So, we are continuing. That's what I'm saying. You know, you have to make real life scenario. So the guy can die is in the will of God. It's not because things are working against you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 6. I only am Barnabas. Who is a Barnabas? To forbear working. So stuff questions like is it not right to make big money? Is it not right to be excellent in your career? I will tell you some strange things right now. Is it not good to earn big money? Is it not good to don't I have the right to be excellent in my career? Write this down. The man with his career in God will deliberately reduce the thirst for excellence in some other things. I'm sorry, that's the truth. That is the truth. You will deliberately reduce that your thirst for excellence in some other things. By the time you become the Nobel award winner of something, you know. You know those things, it will enter your head in a way. Hold on. I will get it. It's sad. Some will say, but you are once fervent. Say, well, that was because I don't have a job there. That was when I was on NYC. Then I have time. Now it's time for me to face my life. Face your life. Is an insult to redemption. I'm very fervent, it is because I don't have a job. Now, let me face my life. You are saying Jesus did not die well. It's so sad, especially. That is why we have to really rephrase what we call fellowship ministries in schools. Most of them, go and watch them. Once they are done with that tenure, they will just feel like, God, I have served God. Now it's time to go and reap the fruit of what I have served. I have a lot of them like that. Are you not a papa? Sister called, that one is your carnal position in yourself. But this, you are a papa. You call yourself a rabbi. A rabbi. You know, when some years, 3 years, 3 years ago, so the NCCF, Pastor Robin, I knew the guy. That was, NCCF, General Bible Study Rabbi. That me and him, we argued when we came for Biblical Connect meeting there. We argued. Then it was still after, a year after, he's still doing like, after, later, I was not seeing his post. Selfie for Jesus. Well, now we are into this. We are just saying about a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, nothing again, no Bible again. And then he will say we are the one that we are pushing false doctrine. Praise God. Say 30 years from now, I will be here. I didn't say you will be in this church. God forbid. I mean, you will be in this cocoa. Amen. So we don't have that mindset that, that year in the first assembly, I served. I have done my part. Your part. You have done your part. When the poor finished doing his part, Peter finished doing his part, your part. Amen. So there are some fantasies in marriage that some people will look away from. Fantasies. So you are looking for a guy that want to propose to you. What will he do? He will take you to a beach. He will bring Davido. And he first confuse you. Think of a scenario like, some people use arm rubber to like kidnap a girl. I didn't know if you are kidnap, drop her to a bush. We will kill you. Yeah, the guy just opened. He said, "Will you marry me?" He said, "Yeah." I quote Pastor Inka's word exactly. He said, "You cannot get more canal than that." That's just canality. I'm sorry. He said, "Okay, where do you learn it from?" All those things, that does not determine if the next 3 months in the marriage will be sweet. Oh. Say, wow. How do you imagine your honeymoon? Oh. You first go like this, say, then, In my wedding day, do you know what I was planning? I said, let Major Moyo come and lay hands on everybody. That evening, me and Pastor Jalani, we planned to have an all night. Until some people came to scatter the plan. In the name of in-laws. Focus on your Bible. Praise God. Boss, it's just carnality. Just you want to, you are at least, you are. No, everybody here. Don't worry. Your Instagram account, I'm still coming there. Peace and eat it and you go. I'm coming there. Instagram. What are you doing there? Okay, talk. What do you do there? Apart from selling, if you have a product to sell, what else do you do on Instagram? You have never been there, so don't talk. What do you do there? Self-image. You are pursuing things. Everybody's quiet now. You think I'm not telling you the truth? You know Facebook, where's the TikTok? It's not yet there. Don't worry. Oh, glory. Amen. The greatest commodity of yours that God needs is your time. The greatest commodity of yours that God needs is your time. Time to learn. Time to practice. Any man that has time for God will do great things for God. Time. Don't bring anything to Christianity. In fact, don't bring zeal. Don't worry, we give you zeal. Is it not zeal? Yes, we give you Don't bring word. Don't bring doctrine. Don't bring exegesis. Don't bring Greek word. But what must you bring?
Time.
Time. Time. Time. M-O-G. Time. Don't bring your prayer life. Don't bring ability I am. No, don't bring it. Well, bring time. Ah. Bring time. Sit down there.
I'm here.
Just sit down there. Hallelujah. Praise God. When he called the disciples, what did he ask? What did he ask? Follow me. Lead the rest. Follow me. I have everything, but your time is yours. Eh? And do you know what? How much is the same way in the miraculous? See, how much time you give to the things of the spirit can be a display of unbelief. How much time you put in prayers, for instance, can be a description, can describe if you are in faith. Do you get that? If you believe that you have the power of God and you only look for a sick man once in a month, do you know you didn't really believe it? I swear. You don't really believe it. If you know you have something, what will you do? So time. How much time you put into the ministry can be a proof that you have received the ministry. Hallelujah. Praise God. How much time you put into learning is the proof. It's not that, I have a calling. God, the world to take over. We die here. We are here. No. How much time? How much trade-offs? How much sacrifice? Let's finish 1 Corinthians 9 verse 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yet woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. 17. If I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. 18. What is my reward then? Verily then, when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge. Hallelujah. That I abuse not my power in the gospel. 19. For though I be free from all men, are you there? Yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. 20. And unto the Jews, what happened? I became as a Jew, that I may what? Gain. Say gain. Gain the Jews. And to them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law. Amen. Verse 22. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for mastery is temperate in how many things? How many things? How many things? Same way you will not see Ozembo trying to be the best dancer. You will not see him trying to compete with Cristiano Ronaldo. You will not see him doing some stuff. Amen? You will not see Tyler Perry try to do six pack. Do you get what I'm saying? So that would mean for each profession, there are things that determines miss and mastery. What must you do? Pursue that thing. In pursuing that thing, what will be the proof that you are pursuing that thing? Your pursuit of all that things will what? It will reduce. And that's the truth. I'm not saying be hungry. I'm not saying, of course, I'm not, hope you know there's somebody here that I'm responsible for daily feeding. No, I'm not saying be hungry. I'm not saying don't want, but it will be clear in your mind that, this is my purpose. These are the tools. Amen? Can we have a Christian billionaire? Of course we can. But he we such a man now we now insult you listen to Career in God once in a month. The man should have to be listening to it how long? Every day. Or else the day the money will just enter your head. No money has a voice. Ah, Jesus. I'm coming to that one later, not today. Money itself has a voice. Money has Money will tell you how to live your life. Money can make you afford sin. Money can make what you have vowed that you will never do, it will make you so appealing. See, there is the man that you think you can never speak to roughly, money will just make you wah.
Because you are doing one Bitcoin, just open your mouth, wah.
Say you, money is money. I'm serious, it's me.
I don't know, man.
Because you just open your mouth, just talk. Right? Money.
Praise God. Say temperance in all things.
Now they that do it, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But wait, what?
Wow.
Say incorruptible. Something that will never expire. Yeah, is it that we don't believe God's word? Yeah? You know, we are thinking that okay, Abiola with all his money, where is he today? Where is the money? The stand of Christianity is culture. The Christian stand is moderation. It's not pursue everything. I'm sorry, this is the Bible.
In your career, Lord will bless you. Amen. Leadership seminar, success, power.
That is an antichrist. Quote me. It's antichristos. You bring people to church, and the message will make them pursue mundane things more. You are an insult to redemption. Hope I'm online. You bring people to church, and when they are leaving church, they say, wow, I will hammer. God, Jesus is ashamed of you. I mean, the preacher.
Let's not go there.
In church, we give you a new pursuit. We don't tell you to shut down every aspect,
but don't worry, I will soon get to that tiny part. And 26,
I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. 27, want to go? But I keep under my words.
What does body there mean? Yes. Annie, what does body there mean? One thing, from what you have read. Number one, my pursuit. Number two, ambition. Any other thing? Brother Osi?
Desires, yes.
My control, my, eh?
Appetite, right?
Aspiration.
So, body there, that will mean that body there cannot be.
You understand?
The body will be everything he has been talking about before. It simply means I keep under my own
desires. Thank you.
I push it down.
As you are getting a job, the first thing before you look at the pay, you look at the time.
This is not. I'm not trying to tell you what I didn't practice. This is my wife. Ask her.
I can tell you that the company I applied for in Port Harcourt months ago, she was going to apply for me. The first question I ask her is that, what is their work plan? How did they?
Before we talk about.
How much are they paying or anything? What is their... That is Alibot. I don't know if you know Alibot in Port Harcourt. So what is their plan? How long will you be working? When is the leap day?
That was what I first looked at.
I'm serious. This is how you can ask her.
I said, time. Give me my time.
See, once we take that time away from God, we are saying, God, don't use me. We are saying, God, let them go to hell. We are saying, God, see, I'm tired. God needs our time. Brethren. So I keep my body, bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be what? Cast away. Is the cast away, is it clear right now? Eh? So what would the cast away mean? Yes. IJ, What? Give me 1 minute of that castaway. No reward. No reward. How? Where? Majorly, yes? Souls, right? Ministry, yes? Any other words? Please give me. Cast away there. Unprofitable, right? Price seeker? Come on, come on. Flow with the service. Don't stop doing like you came late. Yes? Jesus. Say what you want to say. So, lest I be a castaway so that I don't get disqualified from profiting. Do you understand? Good. I'm not done. Romans 9. No, Romans 10. See how the man with a career in God, see how he talks. See something. Romans 10 verse 1. Romans 10 verse 1. For someone like me right now, I can tell you this clearly. I don't even know politics. Everything you see me post, if you have watched me very well, I will put my own post, put my own assertion, put my own... Once you question me, when you give me a fast, what will I do? I won't answer you. I don't know it. I will just leave it. I don't know it. Is that the truth? It's not because I'm respecting people. It's why I don't know what to say. I saw copy and paste post about Peter Obi. I read it. Wow, awesome. I put it there. Somebody came and put something contrary. I don't have a defense. I just... But gospel. Hey, gospel. Don't go there. Ask again. In Channels TV, I have not seen that in my own TV before. Unless maybe when you are trying to, when we don't have a subscription, you are trying to look for a free channel. Channels radio. That is what I hate most. Just put radio, that car radio. DSTV. Even saying that I usually like before, when you now start talking about, when you have some things, you start calling God, gosh. Some things say the same. Oh my gosh. Are you stupid? oh my gosh. You are learning from the word. Who is my God. No, I'm not. It's not like that. Is oh my God, that they usually say before. How did you solve it? Because everybody, oh my gosh. Come on, don't worry. I'm preaching. You were speaking to me after service. Why, oh my, how oh my God become oh my gosh? Huh? Talk now. You come and preach. It's just carnality. So I don't watch. I left school 3 years to study gospel. You will not come in my world. You will not put what is sin? Sin is this. I will not be looking at you. That is my own passion. That is just the point. It's not my fault, tomorrow night, this time, I can mention them again. It's not my fault. That is all I see. That's all I read. That's all I think about. Amen. Thank you for the first assembly. They made me calm down very well. Now that I'm calm down, maybe I will be calm again. That's why you are coming tomorrow. Learn again tomorrow till Friday. Amen. No, today ought to be 2 services. And I'm not yet done with one, but don't worry. It's just 1 today. Don't get scared. Romans 10 verse 1. That meeting that Paul had in Acts 21. No, Acts 20. The one which was Acts 20. 20, it's 20, yes. Paul said today we are going to have an all-night meeting. No. The guy just started talking. Talking. 8, 9, 11. He's still talking. 2. Somebody just said, Paul, can I go and buy something? He dodge away. Just dodge. 3, he's still talking. 4, 5. 6 o'clock. So the guy that is going to work, he just dodge. Which time did the Wittokos die itself? 3:30. Ah! Kilele! Fell down. Died. He was hearing the word from life. He fell. Died. God to heaven. God said, you are stupid. Get back! Why hear more? Oh my God, send him back, wait. You are dying. Why are you dying? Romans 10 verse 1. It was not planned. The guy was just talking. And meeting was going. Baba was not stopping. Now everybody is looking at the wristwatch. Ah, my plantain will spoil. And you want to be able to say so mightily greedy the world and prevail in Asia. Asia, you know the name of Asia. You think Asia is just one small place? Mightily greedy the world and prevail in Asia. Ephesus, Acts 9. And you think it's by when is the hallelujah, praise God, just pocket. What is that thing again? That one, touche. You know, somebody on Facebook told me, said, Pastor, why are you always preaching with laptop? Not Pastor that came. I mean, on Facebook. Say, I think the world is more modern. Can't you just preach with an iPad? I say, have you not seen me fold the thing before? Say, hey, you can fold? You are canna. I'm preaching. Oh, you can deduce. Yes. Somebody will even remember this thing. Say this logo. Yeah, they'll be looking at it. They'll be zoom it. Canna. Focus. Say, I have a career in God. Romans 10, verse 1. 1-2, go. Let's read this one before I continue. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God is that this. Juliet. In the last 2 years, what is your heart's desire? What can you call your heart's desire? No, heart's desire. It's not saying my Christian desire. It's not saying my Christian. No, it's not that your heart is partitioned into two. Christian part, secular part. So the Christian part, the desire there is to know God. Say no, the whole of my heart, the whole of my being, this is desire. So in the last 2 years, what can you call your desire? 2 years. If I, what can you call your inner desire? You want to tell yourself? Your heart desire. Modeling. Hey. Amen. Praise God. You know, we have a prophet here that his heart desire once in a while is to be the drama. The drama king of Africa. Who saw that picture? Pronounce that name. Uzi something. Uzo. I saw it. Say Jesus, blood of Jesus. Devil, you failed. Somebody, they are the same anointing that would not be working in ministry. Just be becoming. Just be using it to, you know, craft. The Prince of Persia. Sukubus. Amen. He said my heart's desire is the salvation of somebody. Can you see that? See, you don't follow us from afar. My own issue is to follow me means you want to pick this zeal. That is what we are selling. We are not just selling you word, we are selling you a culture. A culture. The things you have learned of me coming unto faithful people, they will teach others the things, everything, my doctrine, my way of life, my mannerism, everything. Amen. So you ask me somebody, some ladies, inwardly, the reason why they post so much picture on Facebook is that a guy will just see it one day, just shut me up, and the result will end in awesome marriage. That's their desire. Romans 9 verse 1, Yare. What is more in your prayer point? Romans 9 verse 1. This one will get more. This one will help you more. 9 verse 1. Are you there? Yes, want to go? Let's read. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. That I have great what? Heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were a cause from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Wow! He said, God, can I just go to hell so this book can be saved? That's a career.
scripture says we are forsaking all. We are forsaking all.
Oh, glory.
Now you understand what you were saying in Philippians. When Paul was saying, what Paul is saying, say, what things that are gained unto me, I counted them loss.
I cry when I see somebody in church that is not steadfast. But I cry, like, physically. There was a day like that. Just feel good. I don't know if it's a Ghanaian.
I just say for over an hour, Kilele. What's all this? God, what's all this? Kilele. I was just soliloquizing, just talking to myself. I want all this. God, should I have done again? No, I have not done. You are going to collect loan. I'm going to be sharing money all around church. Oh, what should I have? What should I have done? Clearly, it bothered until when I saw that it was almost influencing. You know, those time I was making posts on backsliding. Oh, you didn't notice when I was making posts on backsliding on stuff. Of what I do it.
What's all this?
Thanks. Once I just go through status of the scene, usually I just stop. All the people that we did little to, there is a brother that came to me. I can have a picture on my phone. He came to me. Says, sir, that's when we did this program in Ede. Is it Ede? The one you followed me? Is it Ede? No, there's one that you followed me that you didn't go. The one we did in Ede that we used that school. There's this brother that came there, one tall brother that sat in the center. He was a fellowship president before. When he came, he was so, I said, wow, he says he's going to run with this, he's going to pick this. He said, da, 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 da. And I think I made a mistake. I will tell you the mistake. Later, he now shattered me up. He said he's feeling that God wants him to join the police. I scratched my head small. Police. Okay. Have you prayed about it? Instead of me to do this straight hacking, I was still trying to pamper. Have you prayed about it? Yeah, I say okay. I can't forget that shot. I say okay. Say of course it will be exemplary. Say will not drop ministry. Say, 4 months after, just that same picture. If a girl is slim, she will not be good on bed. If a girl is this, until later when he not finish all the training and now made a picture of himself with a gun. Say now, say my name is CSO 234. Don't pass by. I fire. I kill it. I save pictures so I can remind me of my disobedience. And I just look at this. Akilele. He's a brother. I say he wants to run with now he's running with a gun. If you look at those pictures, you see him there. The old system. Interpreting tongue, doing this now. It's gone. You see, tongue will still be inside him or somewhere. So somebody will ask me, can a Christian do some work? No. This is the point. Come and listen to this message. That's the point. Don't you can't say yes or no. So come and listen. What is your purpose in life? If you don't do the job, will somebody else not do it? But if all of Christians, some people say, if all of us are like you, who will be the hotel attendant? Who will be what else? Who will be doing taxi driver on Sunday morning? You understand? Who will carry you to church on Sunday morning? You see, some people must be on the street. Must it be you? Must it be you? Amen. So who will join the military? God has specially prepared those that will do that. It's not you.
Sorry, that is not a doctrine. I'm saying that Adam has enough to offer every sector. God is looking for a few. Amen. Praise God. Let's wrap this up.
So, where am I?
Okay, good.
So how do you, this is just a rhetorical question, how do you feel over that brother that is not steadfast spiritually? Do you feel that sorrow in your heart? How do you feel over that sister that has abandoned church? How do you feel? Is it normal to you? How do you feel? Have you ever felt like crying over a brother that is drawn to materialism? No, somebody shattered me up. He goes to a church, not in Lagos anyway, the church is somewhere there, is somewhere. He told me, he said before, he said when he usually follow me so well, he said he knows that he prays 4 hours, 3 hours every day, does evangelism. That's major. And he said, but he said since he started, but he said because since I don't have a church there now, that he has to start going to this church now, that guy is the king of materialism. He said suddenly, he said now, he said he just see that he cannot pray again. That he had all the zeal for, he said there's no sermon that they don't talk about, that money. So he said, later I just start seeing sales updates. Okay, now. Today the business this week the business is a laundering business. Next week, okay, you want to start recharging card. Other week, no. Priority is going gradually. So how do you feel? How do you feel over those giving to these things? Does it bother you, or you are indifferent? Does it bother you? Have you cried over a saint before? Write down in your note, everybody. Please write it down. When last did you cry over a saint? Cry, shed tears. Now, if your husband leaves you now, you cry. Have you cried over a saint before? Or you contribute to the backsliding? Some people, they will marry a lady that is on fire. Just as they are just marrying her, the next thing is all the fire just go. See, God will judge the lady for losing her fervency, but you too, for contributing that, God will judge you. I'm serious. Quote me anywhere. Even if it's by marriage that you contribute to the decline of a saint, God will judge you. Brothers, you see that very well. We are just starting. Amen. Praise God. Don't contribute to the downfall of other believers. Please don't. Be quick to help them gain stability. Be quick to help them gain mastery. This is your career. They are your career. Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. Don't discourage them. Don't starve them. Feed them. Hallelujah. Praise God. I will leave the rest till a while. But then, yes, just pray. Feed them. That's what God said. Feed them. Just pray. I said, Banner, I didn't mean close your book. You are too quick to do that. As you are praying, you can have something to write down. Yeah. Just pray. I don't contribute to the downfall of other believers. I don't. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't contribute to the downfall of other believers. I don't contribute to the downfall of other believers. Open 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. Please be fast. That's why I said, when you hear, let's pray, this doesn't mean throw your Bible away. We have that attitude in church. It's not good. We are saying in church. Bible is church. Keep praying. Don't stop praying now. Come on. 13 verse 10. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Salve. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, let's read verse 10 together. Want to go? Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord gave me to education and not to. Hallelujah. Say, I don't make light of the authority in the church. Thank you. Sir Peace, take us. Oh, hallelujah. Okay.